Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tezvav, and we will start with Yudal and Mabez. And just to again announce, again, the OU asked to announce, as we approach the upcoming Sima Shas in just over a year, the OU has embarked on a project to create a comprehensive, all-encompassing platform that will cater to all those who learn Daf Yomi, from seasoned veterans to first-timers. We aim to build upon our existing content and provide great content, as well as user-friendly experience through multiple channels, including a new Daf Yomi app and website. In order to ascertain the needs and requests of our users, we ask that you take 5 minutes to complete a survey that can be found at the outorah.org website. Thank you, and tiske lemitzvos. Okay, we are on Yudal and Mabez. Just a scheduling note, after today, tomorrow, I'm not sure about the daf, but then I'll be traveling for a week and a half or so, so most of the daf will be from the last cycle, except the ones that weren't given. Those will be new, obviously, but Rav Hashem will see the schedule. But again, today and tomorrow, I hope we'll be here, and then I'll be traveling. Okay, so we are up to Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. Ella Rav Sheshes, Yudal and Mabez. But just one note from yesterday. Again, yesterday we had the Mishnah about Ashochet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechs on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, even though he is Chai Misa, Shchitaso Kshera, the Shchita is Kasher. And we had a major machlokas in the Rishonim between the Rambam and Tosfos and the Ran and the other Mefarshim. How exactly, Tosfos is Kasha, how exactly could the Shchitaso Kshera if he is a Mumar? So there are different days in the Gemara as we're going through now, as we'll get to, but on today's daf, are we talking about Shogig, are we talking about Mazin? But many of the Rishonim tried to work it out even according to the opinion that it's Mazin. And if it's Mazin, how is it that there is the Shchita is Kshera, so we said you don't become a Mumar till afterwards, you don't become a Mumar with one time, all the different days that we had. But then Rav, Rav Huna quoted Rav Chiya Barav, who quoted in the name of Rav, that even though the Mishnah says that it's kosher, you cannot eat it that day. Aser b'chila liyome. So the question is, why can't you eat it that day? The Mishnah says it's mutter, shkidat sekshera. Why wouldn't he be able to eat it that day? So the Chavrai said that it's Rav Yehuda Shita. That's why you can't eat it that day. Which Rav Yehuda? Which Rav Yehuda says that it is us to eat that day? So we're going through a couple of possibilities, and we are up to number three right now, a couple lines for the bottom. But just one note, I finally got my hands on yesterday, the Chashuke Chemin on Maseches Chulin, volume one just came out 2 weeks ago. So he talks there, obviously, about a lot about everything. We haven't had a Chashuke Chemed in three Masechtas, I think, since the end of Nezikin. But he discusses there, talking about Shechita. Again, you can talk about Shechita, you can have volumes about Dinyani Shechita. But he talks about Shechita, what happens if somebody shechs and it comes out that it's a Trefa? Is there any chash of a Brachal of Atala in that case? Because you ended up not creating a Heter Shechita. Our Mishnah talks about a Heter Shechita, even though you did it on Shabbos. But what about if you shecht and you didn't create a Heter Shechita? There's Trefa. So does this relate to the Nevela Trefa issue that we have spoken about? Nevela is not a good Shechita, right? So what about Trefa? Is Trefa also not a good Shechita? In some way, it prevents the Heter Shechita, or is it, no, it's a perfect Shechita with a separate problem. So that Chakira that we have mentioned in the past might relate to this question of whether it was a proper Shechita or not. Either way, Lamaisa, he goes through the different days that he says is for sure not a problem, as long as there is no Reyesa in the animal. If somebody is shechting an animal, which one has a chash that it's a Trefa, because there's some type of Reyesa, as we'll learn Be'ez Hashem in the third parak. The animal falls down, the animal was bitten, whatever it is, and there's a chash that the animal is a Trefa, so then maybe one wouldn't make a bracha, shouldn't make a bracha on that shchita. But if there is no reyasa, avak she'ein reyasa l'kuliyama, ein kan chash bracha levatala. Me'achavar rotza lechal asabasar. You want to eat the meat. The Torah says, if you want to eat the meat, in this situation, you have to shecht. Me'melu b'vadi mekayim mitzvah b'shchita, v'shaber mevarich. V'ein zedomeh. This isn't like other cases that he quotes, that there is a real suffix. This is what Hashem tells you to do in this situation. And everything else is out of your control. Right? We make a bracha on a mitzvah. It's not like, he doesn't add this, but I'll add it. It's not like mitzvos that some Rishonim say that involve other people, because mitzvos that involve other people, sometimes you don't make a bracha on, right? Remember the Ravid? The Ravid says you can't make a bracha before you get married, because maybe she'll say no. Maybe she'll say no. Some Rishonim, I think the Rashba in that tshuva, Simin Yud Ches, that's the long tshuva where the Rashba discusses birchas and mitzvos, you don't make a bracha on staka, because maybe the ani will say no. Or mishloach manos, maybe the person will refuse. So you can't make a bracha on mitzvos that involve others, according to some Rishonim. So this doesn't involve others, but there's still a chash, but it's not a chash that we have to worry about Every time you do something, you know, you're about to eat something, you make a bracha on the food, you might drop it, it might fall down, it might get disgusting. There's always chashos. But we don't have to be choshesh in cases where there's general chazakas and we can assume that everything is going to be okay. So, as Shochei Vedim says, trefa, we don't think it's going to be a problem, and therefore there wouldn't be a chashash of a bracha levatala. Get a lot more on the first 14 daf, but we'll have to get back to that as we continue. Okay, let's go to Yudal of a base. Ella Amar Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Idi. Rav Sheshes Bered Rav Idi says, which Rav Yehuda is it that says that if I shechta Shabbos, even though the shechita is kshera, it is still also to eat that day? So again, we had number one, we tried to say it is Rav Yehuda of Hachana, the issue of Muksa, and then we got into issues of Breira, and it didn't work because we said he holds Ein Breira, and we needed him to hold Yesh Breira for it to work. So that didn't work. So we went to number two. Rav Yosei said it's Rav Yehuda of Kalim. Rav Yehuda says when a Kli breaks, it has to serve the same purpose that it was serving beforehand, and if not, it's going to be Muksa. And we ended up saying, no, that can't be comparable to this case, because in this case, it's Uchla d'Ifris. It's not a problem like a broken Kli that's different than what it was. It's similar to what it used to be. It's just like squeezing out fruit. So would it be a problem? So the Gemara says, third try, Ella Amar Rav Sheshes, Bered Rav Idi, Rav Yehuda de Neros hi. Maybe it's Rav Yehuda of Neros. Neros, we are still in the world of Muksa. We are still in the world of Muksa until we get to the final opinion. But maybe it's Rav Yehuda de Neros. Which Rav Yehuda de Neros? De Tanya. The Brisa says, in Masechta Shabbos, one is allowed to move a ner chadash. Remember, a little of those little oil holders. As long as it is new, one is allowed to move it on Shabbos. Why? What do you mean new? Never been used. Why can you move it on Shabbos? Because it is ra'ui to use for other purposes. If it's never been used, it's not dirty, it's not disgusting. I could put other items in it. I could put items that are not muksa in it, whatever it is, it's not muksa. So matazal ner chadash avalo yashan, but I'm not, if it's, once it's used, and it's cheres, remember the days of old, the once it was used, it was not clean anymore. Once it was used once, it had drippings over it from the wick. So one is not allowed to use it because, as Rashi says here, it's muksa machmas mius. It becomes disgusting because a person is not going to use it for anything else. In this circumstance, you don't want to use it besides the candle. Avalo yashan divir Yehuda says your holds a muksa machmas mius. So you see, maybe just like he holds a muksa machmas mius, a person is maksa it midaito when Shabbos starts. So to here, the animal when Shabbos started, it is a live animal. So the Gemara is saying, so maybe a person is maksit medaito there too. Right, Rashi on the bottom line. V'hach be'emanami kishakidesh hayom hi muksa machmas ever menachai shalo nishchata. Right when the day starts, it is muksa machmas ever menachai. And therefore, a person is maksit medaito. So it's two totally different contexts. But it's the same in terms of haksa'a midaito, in terms of when a person doesn't think about it, the concept of muksa, maksa midaito. There is, we didn't get to talk about it, but at the end of yesterday's shiur, Nolad came up, and I mentioned that long footnote in the Shmir Shabbos. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, how much is Nolad focused on the chefsa, that it is not ra'ui, how much is it focused on the gavra? That a person is maksid midaito. Different formulations in the Rishonim about that discussion. And they bring nafkaminas. What happens if something is inherently not really muksa? But I think it's muksa. I think it's not roy. There's figs and dates on my roof. And they're drying out. And they become putrid as they dry out. And they're not edible. So when Shabbos starts, I think they're still putrid. And that's why I'm not thinking about it at all. But really, they're ready. Really, they're roy. So is that muksa? A person is maksid. It's haksas hagavra. But the chefsa is fine. Or the opposite. What if something is really not so edible, but I think that it's going to be edible. And I think that it is edible. So different. What about haksah, an item of a goy, the Rishonim talk about? Is muksa of a goy muksa? Right? Does it have to do with the chefsa? The goy's chafatzim could be included in the concept of muksa. But haksah is a gavra. The goy doesn't think anything about muksa. So that's a discussion in the Nolad sugya. So that is also related to how this suggestion of the Gemara works, right? We're comparing muksa machmas mius and the isser of Avram and Hachai, which might be muksa machmas isser, Rashi might call it. Remember, we had a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos earlier in the Masechta. What is the isser of Eina Zavucha, right? Is Eina Zavucha, Rashi said, is it Avram and Achai, or is Eina Zavucha just that? Eina Zavucha, as the animal is Aser. Well, we had earlier in the Masechta, what was the Isser? So Rashi might be here Lishitaso, that Eina Zavucha is the Isser of Eivor Menachai. I'm not going to look back to that Machlokas right now, but that was what we had earlier. But either way, Rashi here says Eivor Menachai is, here it is, on Tesman Aleph. Tesman Aleph, Rashi says, Behema b'chayeh b'cheskas iser. If you remember, Rashi said, Asur mishum Eivor Menachai, the Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss, is that really what b'cheskas iser is? The Rashba and the Rush there quoted both. The Rashba said it's Eina Zavucha, it's not Eivor Menachai. We discussed then, Rashi Shita Machzikin Me'isr L'Isr. But that was back on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. But here, the Gemara relates it in a general sense. Both of these cases of Muktzah Machmas Mius and Rashi, the fact that it's out of my das because of the Isra of Eivor Menachai, that maybe is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that it is Asura Liyome according to Rav. So the Gemara immediately rejects that comparison. Right? We've spent time just explaining how it's comparable in the general sense, but maybe not, says the Gemara. Amar, the Shamis Le Rabbi Yehuda b'Muksa Machmas Mius. Muksa Machmas Isser Mishamis Le. Find Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa by Machmas Mius. When something is disgusting, inherently Ma'us. Muksa Machmas Isser Mishamis Le. Who says that he holds a Muksa Machmas Isser? Like the Rashba said on yesterday's Daf, there are many different types of Muksas. You can't compare them. So therefore, maybe he holds of Mius and not holds of Isser. Tosas points out here that this is somewhat just of a Dechia Ba'alma. Because Muksa Machmas Isser is one of the more chamor muksas. And if you hold a Mius, Lachori, you'll hold a Isser, Tosas, in Amor. Dechiyu ba'almahu de Muksa Machmas Isser, Yoser Chamor, Muksa Machmas Mius. Even though they're different, there are some that are more chamor. Muksa Machmas Isser is one of the more chamor ones. Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis is one of the more chamor ones. So Tosas points out that it's not really we should take this line so seriously because Muksa Machmas Isser is more chamor. If you look in the Tosfos Harash here, he has two deyas, quotes Tosfos, but then he quotes a second deya that says, well, maybe not. Maybe there is, in one sense, in one case, that Muksa Machmas Mius might be more chamor. All the cases of Muksa Machmas Isser that are more chamor are cases that are called Dachya Biyadayim. If I actively did something, in the case of Muksa Machmas Isser, that's where it's more chamor. But Lo Dachya Biyadayim, maybe not. Maybe if something happens Memela, says the Tosa Rush. Hani mili muksa machmas iser de dachi biyadayim kid de muchach b'shmeitzin, as we'll talk about soon. Aval hecha de lo dachi biyadayim lo. So maybe if there's no active, what is dachi biyadayim? Literally pushed away with one's hands. That's the phrase the Gemara uses elsewhere to reflect the idea of active out of my das. Not just I forgot about it or I don't think about it. There's no neutral. Right? Some things have to be, it doesn't have to be, they don't have to be thought about, but there's an active element of this item that I put it out of my mind. Not just I don't have it in my mind. That's Dachya B'Yadayim. So here too, so maybe Tosfos HaRash says, maybe all the cases of Muksa Machmas Isser are cases of Dachya B'Yadayim, and that's what's more chumra than Muksa Machmas Mius. But a case that it's not Dachya B'Yadayim by the animal here. The animal is not shechted. Is that called Dachya B'Yadayim? Maybe not. I didn't actively do anything to make it Nidche B'Yadayim, so maybe there it wouldn't be more Chomer. So Tosfos HaRash rehabilitates and helps a little bit this question, how we would be able to have that Havamina. But either way, the Gemara says, would he hold a Muksa Machmas Isser? And the Gemara answers, in yes, he would hold a Muksa Machmas Isser. The Tanya, as the Brisa says as follows, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Neiro Shama Teches Metaltalin, all metal candle holders or oil holders, metaltelin, one can be metaltel, because metal will not become disgusting once it's used. Only the cheres, as we saw, becomes putrid when it's used. So b'choner shematachas metaltelin, chutz menaner shedliku bo b'osa Shabbos. Except for the candle that you actually used this Shabbos, and it was lit when Shabbos started. So that is Muksa Machmas Isser, and as Rashi quotes here on the fourth line, V'kiva shehuksa l'ben hashmashos, huksa l'kol hayom. Right, that's the sugya of migu de iskatsoi. If Shabbos started, it is muksa. Right, things, items cannot become unmuksed on Shabbos. Things can become muksa on Shabbos. Right, they can't, but once it's muksa, when Shabbos starts, it can't become unmuksed unless I was what's called Yoshev Umitzapa. Unless when Shabbos started, I thought about possibly using it on Shabbos. So I had the opposite of Muksa, right? Yoshev Umitzapa. Let's say something is wet, dripping wet, soaked when Shabbos starts, but I want to wear it tomorrow morning. I know by tomorrow morning it's going to be dry. So there is an Isser Durabanan of hanging, soaking wet clothes on Shabbos. Isser Durabanan. With many limitations, only in the place where you usually wash things, and only in where it's very dripping, and it's tofeach hamanas lafiach. There are different limitations on the Isser, but it only applies on Shabbos. But right before Shabbos, I'm allowed to. So if I do that, and I have in mind that I'm going to wear this tomorrow morning, so that's Yoshiva Matzapeh. So that's not Muksa, that's not Migudas Katsoi, because I know when Shabbos starts, it's not going to be Muksa the entire Shabbos. But generally, other than that, once something is Muksa when Shabbos starts, it's Muksa L'Kol HaYom. So therefore, it comes up often by Shabbos candles, or sometimes on Sukkos. Even if people don't light their Shabbos candles on the table the whole year, there's a separate place in the dining room, but sometimes on Sukkos, right, you want to light the Shabbos candles in the Sukkah, so you put the Shabbos candles outside in the Sukkah. So when it's just Sukkos, it's not Shabbos, there's no problem. You'll light a light fire on Sukkos, you can just, after they go, even when they're lit, you can move them. But what happens when it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos on Sukkos? So then, when the candles are lit, so you can't move them, because moving candles can either be Mechaber or Mavir, one of the two, making it burn more, making it burn less. But what happens after they go out? But even after they go out, there's Migud Katsoi. If it was lit when Shabbos started, then you still can't move them. So that's the discussion in the postgame, putting something else on the tray with the candles. If I put something else on the tray with the candles, I put a sitter, I put a gold watch, there's a question of what you have to put. Can I just put a couple of jelly beans? Is that good enough? Because I have in mind that this tray should be what's called a basis ladavar ha'asar uladavar hamutar. And when something, we paskin, a basis ladavar ha'asar ladavar hamutar, if a item, a tray, is holding muksa and non-muksa items, then you can move the tray. You can move the tray. Basis ladavar ha'asar ladavar hamutar is mutar to move. You're not allowed to move the muksa directly. But the basis, let's say there's a drawer that has muksa and non-muksa items in it, so that I can move the drawer. But there are limitations also. It's only if meniach, I put the muksa items. But here I put the muksa items. It's a muksa machmazisa when Shabbos started. So what do you do then? So there's a machlokas, whether anything would work. I put jelly beans, I put a challah roll, I put a bencher, right? Any of those would work on the tray. So then when the candles go out, so that I can move it back inside, I don't want to leave the silver candelabra outside overnight, so I'm going to bring it back in. Or some folks can say it has to be a davar chashuv, right? As compared to the candles, you have to put a gold watch, you have to put something else chashuv that is not muksa. But either way, that has to do with the issue of migud diskatsoi. Muksa is determined when Shabbos started, even if the reason is no longer applicable, meaning the candle went out, it's still muksa. And that's what's referred to here. Chutz ben haner shedliku bo bosa Shabbos. Right, that is muksa. That's muksa machmas isser, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we say, maybe this is the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that Rav is relating, our Mishnah too, that it's muksa liyome. So the Gemara again rejects that and says, maybe not. As we just explained, v'doma shani hasam dav hu dachi lebi adayim. Lighting a candle before Shabbos is an active haksa'a. I light this and it is out of my das now. Who says that should apply to the animal? Shchitas behema. I didn't do anything. The animal just happens to be around. I didn't do anything actively to show that I'm maksa in midaiti. So maybe that is not an appropriate precedent for our Mishnah. So the Gemara rejects. The Gemara tried three times to suggest maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda somehow related to Muksa. Somehow related. And the Gemara now says, we're going down a different path. Maybe it's a totally different Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Amar Avashi, Rabbi Yehuda de Mevashel hi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Mevashel, or what we would call Rabbi Yehuda of Maisa Shabbos. Right, this Gemara comes up in five different places, as you see on the side, Bava Kama, Gittin, Beitza, and Tsubis, and right here, the Sugya Maisa Shabbos. That when a malacha, not only is malacha asar on Shabbos, but even if a malacha is done, in certain cases, I'm not allowed to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. Depending on if a Jew did it, if a non-Jew did it. Was it mezid? Was it shogig? Was it an issa d'oraisa? Was it an issa d'rabbanan? Right, all of those factors play a role. And one has to just check up all of the halacha in all these cases. And are there limitations? And let me add one more point. What about for the person himself who did it? And what about for other people? So all of those factors are connected, and it's a three-way machlokas tanoim. But one of those shitos is Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe that's the case. That is the Rabbi Yehuda that the Rav related to our Mishnah. Did Tanya, the Bryce says as follows. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, the Brisa talks about Bishol, but as the first Bir Halacha writes in Shin Yud Ches, it applies to all malachas, maybe except for one. But generally, we'll read that soon. Let's just first read the case. So the Brisa says, "Amavasha b'Shabbes b'shogeg yochal b'mezen lo yochal divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir is straight, shogeg mezen." Rebbe Meir says, "If it was all done b'shogeg, you could eat it right away. Right? There's no limitations. It was all done b'shogeg." There's no Maisa Shabbos when it's done b'shogeg. B'mezid, there's Maisa Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to eat it that day. That day, because you can't get hana'ah from a malacha on Shabbos. That night, as Rashi says here, b'chdei sheyasu, with enough time to have done it after Shabbos, then you could eat it even b'mezid. Even b'mezid. Right? That is the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, shogeg. There's no gzeiras whatsoever. It's all mutter right away. B'mezid is usser that day, and it's mutter that night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochel l'motzei Shabbos. B'shogeg, you could eat it not that day. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is gozer shogeg atu mezid. If I'm allowed to eat it on shogeg during the day, I might come to do it b'mezid. So b'shogeg, even if you did a b'shogeg, you cannot eat it during Shabbos. Yochel b'motzei Shabbos. And that, let's already add, is the Ukimta of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. We're suggesting that at this stage, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda shogeg, and that's why Rav says you can't eat it that day. That's the case of shochet b'Shabbos, which is why the Rambam said shogeg, to explain the Mishnah. But Bali Tosfos wanted to learn it according to all the other opinions that it was mezid, right? All the other days the Gemara didn't say shogeg. And the reason the Gemara says shogeg here is not because of shchitas mumar. It's saying it was trying to find the Ukimta of the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why the Rishonim struggled, even b'mezid, to try to figure out what the Mishnah is. But Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shogeg yochel b'motzi Shabbos. On b'shogeg, he could eat it on motzi Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. And the same thing applies to other people too. As Rashi says right here, v'lo b'shabbos v'hu adin l'achrini, v'yavagav de b'shogeg chi of skila leka. Important lashon in Rashi. Even though b'shogeg there's no chi of skila, avera mi'aika. It's still an avera. It's still called a maisa melacha on Shabbos. Avera mi'aika ube'inan b'chdei sheyasu. And you're not allowed to get benefit from a melacha that was done be'isser on Shabbos. It might have been be'isser b'shogeg, but it was still done be'isser. It wasn't like ones that you had a heter to do it. It was still be'isser, and therefore you can't get any hana. Delo nimte hana'a me'avera. And you can't get any ana from the avera. And skip a couple of lines. Rashi says, "Umas nisa nami diktani asura ba'achila liyome lididei ulaachrini b'shogig mitukma of Rabbi Yehudahi." That's the suggestion that the Gemara is having right now. Why didn't the Gemara give the mezid one? As we'll see soon. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogig yochel motzei Shabbos b'mezid lo yochel olamis b'mezid. He cannot eat it. B'mezid, he cannot eat it ever, says Rabbi Yehuda, because we're gozer shogeg atu mezid. Rabbi Yochanan hasandler omer, and that's what we hold. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda. B'shogeg ye achel l'motzoi Shabbos l'achir v'lolo. B'shogeg, you're right, nobody can eat it. He's also gozer shogeg atu mezid, but he adds on that the person who did it can never eat it. Right? Even a motzi Shabbos, b'shogeg. B'shogeg, other people, ye achel l'motzi Shabbos l'achir v'lolo, he cannot eat it. B'mezid lo yochel olamis lo v'lo l'achirim. B'mezid, nobody can ever eat it. Right? The Gemara doesn't quote it here, but Rashi here quotes the Makar from Ksubis Lamedalid and from Baba Kama. This might be a din d'araisa. Might be a din d'araisa. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem as a Shabbos ki kodesh hi lachem ma kodesh aser ba'achila af ma'isa Shabbos aserim ba'achila." That's why it might apply in all cases, b'mezid, according to Rabbi Yochanan Hasanfar. But this is the Gemara suggestion. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita who says that Maisa Shabbos is usher that for that day. That night you could eat it. Good. Says the Gemara. We'll talk more about this, but let's just continue. V'nukmeh b'mezid v'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also says it's usher just that day. So why does our Mishnah, why did Rav say our Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Yehuda b'shogeg? Maybe it's Rabbi Meir b'mezid, which is also only usher that day. And then now you could eat it. Lo salkadaitach. Why? Diktani dumya de Yom HaKippurim. Because it's similar to Yom Kippur. Right? The Mishnah says, if you shecht on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, ma Yom HaKippurim lo shna b'shogeg lo shna b'mezid lo achil. Just like if on Yom Kippur it can never be eaten, obviously not because you did anything wrong, but there's an isser, there's a mitzvah of inui. If on Yom Kippur, just like on Yom Kippur, cannot be eaten that day, afakanami lo shna b'shogeg lo shna b'mezid lo achil. And Rabbi Meir doesn't say that. Rabbi Meir says b'shogeg you could eat it that day. So we'd like to have an opinion that says it can never be in that day, and that is a Yehuda, and that's how it's comparable to Yom Kippur. Umimatz is mukmas lav shogi. Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara. Can we really learn it for shogi Rabbi Yehuda? For ha afal pisha mischayev benafshoktani. The Mishnah says even though he's chayev misa, mischayev benafsho. So how can you say talking about a case of shogeg? He's not mischayev benafsho by shogeg. The answer is no. Hachi ka'amar. Afal pisha b'meizin mischayev benafshohu. Even though it's an avera that if you would have done b'meizid, you would have been chayev misa. Hacha de b'shogeg shchitaso kshera. Shogeg shchitaso kshera. And we have that. We have that principle elsewhere. That if it's an avera has a certain stringency, even if I do it b'shogeg, there are ramifications, right? The classic Kimlei B'Dramine. Right? Tana de Bechizkia, quoted in Baba Kama Lamed Hei, Ksubas Lamed Hei. Right? And that's the sugya of Kimlei B'Dramine applies even b'shogeg. Chayve Misa Shogegin, even though he's not going to get the punishment. But it's the avera that subsumes the onesh, the smaller onesh. So here too, that's what it's talking about. It's the avera that's chayv benafsha. Continues, v'nuk maker Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, to amar losha b'shogev losha b'meizel lo achil. What about Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar? Why don't you say it's like him? That he says, b'shogeg, there's no difference between shogeg and meizel, so that's comparable to Yom Kippur. It cannot be eaten that day, says Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, kamiflik b'mosi Shabbos, lachem v'lo lo. Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar does have a distinction between him and others. V'tana di danch, k'dasok sherek tani, losha lo v'lo shana lachem. Doesn't sound like there's any difference in halacha between the person who did it and the other people. So therefore, the Gemara does not want to have that ukimta. Okay, Maisa Shabbos, again, is a large topic. It starts with the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches. Shin Yud Ches is the siman about Bishul in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hamavashel Bishabbos, the Ramah, Osha Asa Achas Mishar HaMalachas, or one does any other malacha. Bimezid aser lo la'olam. Bimezid, if somebody does an avera, if a Jew does an avera, b'shabbos, chilul Shabbos bimezid, it's aser to that Jew forever, and l'motzei Shabbos, and l'acherim mutar l'motzei Shabbos miyad. And to others, they could get benefit motzei Shabbos. If a Jew does a malacha, a Jew is not allowed to get benefit, and miyad. There's no b'chlei shi'asa. We pass in b'chlei shi'asa was only by a goy, not by a Jew. Right, by b'chlei shi'asa, but right away, the others can benefit. U'bishogeg aser bo bayom gam la'acherim. And bishogeg is aser that day to everybody, right? Where goes there shogeg to meizid, v'la'erev mutter gam lo miyad. And bishogeg, it's mutter right afterwards, even to him. That is the halacha. Again, we pass on like Rebbe Yehuda. The Mishnah Bir Halacha here quotes, what about a malacha d'rabanan? Right, that is one discussion. The Bir Hagra here discusses it. He quotes that some say that it would be usher, but he quotes from the Bir Hagra, and he quotes from others that he thinks it would be lakula. Shum matasi yikam b'chay adam kazen nirlo b'shogig b'sir d'rabanan mutter afilu lo b'yom. A d'rabanan b'shogig would be mutter right away, which comes up, because many malachas nowadays are d'rabanan, not d'araisis. Not too often do we do malacha d'araisis. It's often d'rabanan. So d'rabanan b'shogeg, the poskim are mekel, and Mishnah Berurah quotes, that while can be mekel, even lebo bayom. Which malacha is unique? So that's the Chayi Adam. Chayi Adam in Klal Tes quotes that maybe the whole Maisa Shabbos only applies to malachas where you accomplish something. But by Hotza'a, which the Rishonim, Tosas Daf Beis, Tosas Daf Tzadi Vav in Shabbos discuss and call Hotza'a Milacha Gerua, it is an inferior type of malacha, right? What did I do? I just brought this from place A to place B. I didn't clean it. I didn't shecht it. I didn't color it. I didn't cut it. So that's what the poskim Tosas calls Hotza'a Malacha Gerua. That's why, if you remember, Tosas says, that's why the Masechta has to start off with Hotza'a, because you wouldn't have thought it's a malacha. And that's why you have to have a separate pasuk for Hotza'a, because you might not have thought it's a malacha, because it's inferior. So that is why, says the Bir Halacha, quoting, it's the Chayadim, but the Bir Halacha quotes the Chayadim here in Klal Tes, that maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'a. Maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos. He doesn't quote it, but maybe it's kind of like, maybe he's thinking in the back of his mind, the Chayadim, he's thinking about that Yerushalmi in Shabbos, where the Yerushalmi discusses in a totally different context, but Mitzvah Baba Vera. Yerushalmi says, if I stole matzah, I cannot use it on Pesach. Matzah Gzula. But if I carried matzah through Rishus HaRabim, and now I have it in my house, when it's Shabbos Pesach, I'm allowed to use it. Right? The Yerushalmi says, it's not Gufa Navera. So maybe that's where the Yerushalmi kind of gets it. That's where the Chayadim gets it from. Because Hotza, when it's done, it doesn't adhere in the Chefza. Nothing changed. It's the same Chefza. Therefore, there's no mitzvah of avera. Maybe there's no more ma'aseh. There's no ma'aseh Shabbos, right? Mashenki by all of the malachas, but you accomplish something. That's the chayyadam. Dafka b'davar shenase ma'aseh v'guf hadavar shenishtane mikabo shahaya kemevashel aval hamotzi mirushus l'rushus shenishtane hadavar mikabo shahaya. Maybe that would be more makeup. That's what the Rishonim discuss. Hotzah malacha gerua. Achronim bring up some other deus. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses what about sud, capturing an animal. That also is kind of gerua. What did I do? The animal was free, and now it's surrounded by my fence. So is that I accomplished something? I didn't really change anything in the item, but the Chayyadim only says it by that case, by the case of Hotzah. But again, that's a big discussion. In the Bir Halacha. As we just mentioned, I just want to also connect, Shogig Durabana might not have a Maisa Shabbos that also relates to our Nesivus that we mentioned often in Simon Reish Lama Dalet, where the Nesivus says, you don't have to do tshuva for an Avera Durabana B'Shogig. Because what you do, the whole point of an Issa Durabanan is not because of the content of the Durabanan. Remember that Nesivus is explaining the Rambam, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If I sell you food that ends up not being kosher, do you get your money back? And you ate it already. If you still have it, give it back to me. But if you ate it already. So, that's a chilek. If it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then you get your money back, even if you ate it already. If it's an Issa D'Rabanan, you don't get your money back, if you ate it already. Why not? Says the Nesivus, because by the D'Rabanan, B'Shogeg, you didn't do anything wrong. So, L'maisa, it comes out that you ate non-kosher food B'Shogeg, you had a chicken cheeseburger, you thought it was soy, and it ended up being chicken, and it was Issa D'Rabanan B'Shogeg, you don't need tshuva for that. You don't need tshuva for that. Because the whole point of an Issa D'Rabbanan is to listen to the Rabbanan and not go against them. Here, you didn't not listen to the Rabbanan. It was a shogeg. When it's a D'Oraisa, these molecules are usser, inherently. And if you do something wrong, you did something wrong. Because Hashem told you not to do it. Even if it was b'shogeg. That's why you have to bring carbon chatos by an Avera b'shogeg. But by D'Rabbanan, it's not. So that connects to this idea, according to most poskim, that an Issa D'Rabbanan B'shogeg has no Maisa Shabbos, maybe because what do you do wrong? It was D'Rabbanan, it was B'shogeg. So therefore, that could be also related. Also, a fascinating discussion about the categorization of Maisa Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah here on the bottom quotes from Yerideya. It's the Magen Avraham here in Shin Yud Chet, and it's the Chavos Das, the Nesivus on Yerideya. Is something that would be mutter to others and not to me, is that called a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Right, for laws of bittel. We know, on a Durabanan level, there are certain items that are not batel. Something that is very chashuv. Right, chaticha ruya l'skabe. Birya. Right, a whole item. And also davar sheyesh lo matirin. Something that's going to become mutter in the future is not batel. So, the post can discuss here. So what about a Maisa Shabbos? A Maisa Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, b'mezit, I can never eat it, and other people can eat it. So is that a davar sheyesh lo matirin? What if it gets mixed into other items? Is there bittel? So, machlokes aposkin, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, v'yesh omrim, das amagad avram, deinam is batel, v'asur lo b'hashabbos lanos mizeh, kivin to the motzai shabbos yeh motel acherim, mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin, deinam batel, afilu be'elef. And the Chavos Das in Yerideya, and Simon Kofez argues, no, it'll never be mutter to you. So that's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So what's that about? So that could go to the crux of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Whenever this comes up, the machlokas Rashi and the Ran. Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza says, why is a davar sheyesh lo matirin not batel? Because you might as well wait. It'll be mutter tomorrow. What are you relying on bittel for? You might as well wait. So that svar wouldn't apply here because it's not going to be mutter to you. So according to Rashi's definition, this would not be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin because you can't say you might as well wait because it'll be usher to him forever. But if we say the other svara, why davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel, the Ran in Nedarim Nun Beis, where the Ran says, no, it's a lumdish definitional categorization discussion, and that is only items that have a clash are mevatel each other. Isser beheter is mevatel each other. But an isser that is going to be mutter is too similar to the heter, and therefore they could coexist with each other. And if they could coexist with each other, that's why there's no bittel. So maybe this could also be called the davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it'll be mutter to others. Maybe halachically that's called heter, and that's why bittel doesn't take place. So according to the Ran, maybe this would be called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Nesivis, the Chavas Das, could be this machlokas between Rashi and the Ran about what the svara is for a davar sheyesh lamatirin, whether it should apply to items that will be mutter to somebody, but just not to me. Not to me. Many other nafkaminas, what about if it's going to be mutter in a year from now, but by that time it'll be ruined? Right? Chametz. It's chametz a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Machlokas Rishonim. What if somebody's going to spoil in 2 weeks? Davar sheyesh lamatirin, is it, right? It could, it's going to become mutter, but it's going to be putrid. Many different nafkaminas, are discussed. Okay, let's continue. Tani Tanakh Amei Rav, right in the middle of the daf. The Braisa was set in front of Rav. Hamavashal b'Shabbes b'Shogeg Yochal Meizel Lo Yochal. The Braisa that's set in front of Rav, b'Shogeg Yochal Meizel Lo Yochal. That sounds like Rabbi Meir Shita, right? Beferish. So Umshatek Le Rav, and Rav silenced the one who was reading this Braisa. He got very upset. So my time Mashuklei, what was the, why was Rav so upset when he heard this brisa? Ilema mishum desfir like Rabbi Yehuda. Is it because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda v'tana tani k'Rabbi Meir and the brisa sell like Rabbi Meir? Mishum desfir like Rabbi Yehuda, ma d'tani k'Rabbi Meir, Mashuklei. What, he got so upset? He knows the principle of elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, right? He knows there's a machlokas tanoim. So just because the brisa holds like Rabbi Meir means that he gets so upset? Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the ode, and also mi savar like Rabbi Yehuda. Does he really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? V'yomer Rav Chanan bar Ami ki mori luhu Rav letalmidei. When Rav gave private psak din to his students, mori luhu Rabbi Meir. He passed him like Rabbi Meir. He told him like Rabbi Meir. V'chi darish bepirka darish Rabbi Yehuda mi shemal me'aris. When he was gave a public shiur, he was more machmir. For, like when he said, right, because according to Rabbi Meir, b'shogi he needed that day. So you don't want to say that to the Amei Haaretz. So when he gave a public shiur, he said, you have to be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda. But he held like Rabbi Meir in private. So therefore, why did he get so upset when this brisa was stated? Tosfos here discusses about the psak, right? Who's the psak like? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. I mentioned we hold like Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda. V'chi tema tana bepirkei tana kamei. And if you want to say, well, maybe it was in a public lecture, that's when the Tana said this, and he quoted Rabbi Meir, and that's why he got so upset. Atukuli ama list latana tzaisi, lamor tzaisi. But when the Tana, when somebody asks a kasha, right, often, let's say, when somebody's giving a shir to, you know, online, sometimes the questions aren't heard. Right? Only the Rav hears the questions, and then the answer is given. So too in the days of old. Right? Somebody asked the Kasha, only Rav heard the question. But when he announced, and the Matar game announced it, the question wasn't heard. So what do you get so upset for? He paskin public like Rabbi Yehuda. So somebody said, like Rabbi Meir, the Brisa. Why did he get so upset? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, you're right. Nothing to do with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. That's not why Rav got upset. Tana shochet, Tana kame de Rav. The brisa that was said to Rav wasn't mevashel, it was shochet. It was shochet, and that's why he got upset. Hashochet b'shabes b'shoge yochal b'meizel lo yochal. And that's why he got upset, because Omar le, ma daite k'Rabbi Meir, what, this brisa you're holding like is like Rabbi Meir, right, the chilek of shogeg and mezid, but ad kan lo kasher Rabbi Meir elo b'mevashel, Rabbi Meir only allowed shogeg on Shabbos by mevashel deroy lokus, because there was no muksa issues. You're talking about Maisa Shabbos, by a malacha daraisa, or maybe a malacha darabanan. Muksa is a different world. Muksa is a separate factor. So when did Rabbi Meir say it's mutter, Maisa Shabbos, on Shabbos, when it's done b'shogeg? That's only when, literally, roi lakus is roi to chew. Kus is always used by the Gemara when you're talking about eating something raw, without preparation. It's used by eating vegetables raw, grain raw, and here, by mevashel, it's roi lakus. Before the cooking, it's roi lakus. He can chew it, and that's what there's no muksa. Avol shochet in roi lakus lo. But shochet, it's not roi to chew. Even Rabbi Meir would agree it's usher that day. So this brisa that you're telling me is like nobody. Because it's like Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir would agree that there's a muksa problem. Fine, there's no Maisa Shabbos problem. But there's a muksa problem. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi says in the second to last line, Mishum muksa mi asura, tebein ashmashos lo avichazi lakos. Right, oh, there, Rashi says it. Kol achilo shelo kedarka kari koses. Anytime you're eating something that's not normally eaten, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, HaKoseis is achitim. If somebody eats raw grain or raw orez, what bracha would one make? The Rashba on this line says, and even Rabbi Shimon would agree to that. Rabbi Shimon is always the one that's quoted throughout Shas and Beitza and Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. It doesn't mean he doesn't hold the muksa. He doesn't hold the all muksas, but there are some muksas that he does hold of. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. Maybe not everyone. That's what we just discussed before. So the Rashba just adds in, this muksa of Einaroy Lakus, even Rabbi Shimon will hold of. It's not Yoshiva Mitzapeh. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Meir got upset. That's why Rav got upset when he heard this brisa. Says the Gemara, really? The Maisa Shabbos discussion, Rabbi Meir does not matir by Shochet? V'hamasnisa de Shochetu. But didn't we just relate the whole discussion, just up above, to our Mishnah? The Maisa Shabbos, that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says it's Aser Liyomei, B'Shogeg. And we say, no, it's not like Rabbi Meir. But according to this, Rabbi Meir also had Aser Liyomei. So according to Rabbi Meir, it could also be like our Mishnah. V'hamasnisa de Shochetu, V'yamar Afuna, Darash Chia, Barav, Mishmei de Rav, Asura Bachila Liyomei, V'nasan Chavi Lameimar, Rabbi Yehuda Hi. But according to what we just said, Harbin Meir Shari, right? Rabbi Meir, it's mashma that only Rabbi Yehuda would be the basis of our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Meir, it would be mutter. But according to what we just said, Rabbi Meir would also aser. So why wouldn't the Chavrai been able to say that our Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Meir? Answer, Ki Shari, Rabbi Meir, when does Rabbi Meir say it's mutter? Kigon Shahaya lo chole mi bod yom. Rabbi Meir says, Shchit is mutter, you're right. Shchit is generally usher because it's not royal akus. But here, it's a case where there was a chola when Shabbos started. So they were Yoshiva Matzapa. They knew they might have to shecht when Shabbos started. And that is why it is not a question of muksa. Meaning there's no Isra Maisa Shabbos because Rameir doesn't hold the Maisa Shabbos for Shogi. There's no Isra muksa because it was a chola. That's the Ukimta in our Mishnah. That it's mutter that day. Rameir would say it's mutter that day. Because there's no Maisa Shabbos and there's no Muksa because it was a Cholep mi ba'od yom. And obviously one is not a Shecht on Shabbos for a Cholep. One is not to do any Malacha on Shabbos for a Cholep. Yachi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda da'asar. So, okay, great. Rabbi Yehuda also holds Pikuach and Nefesh's Docha Shabbos. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's asar? Go and Shahayel Chole the Hivri. Because there was a Cholep when Shabbos started, meaning it wasn't Migud this Katsoi, but then the Cholep got better, and then you Shechtle B'Shogi. Maybe you didn't know the Cholep got better. So now you have a Maisa Shabbos problem. You don't have a Muksa problem, you have a Maisa Shabbos problem, and that's why it's only a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Meir. And again, Rav was Mashtik the Tana, because Rabbi Meir is Matir only Mevashel, not by Shchita in a regular case of Shchita. Right, the Brice is a regular case of Shchita. Right, so we don't think that the Brice is only a Dafka case of Chole, and therefore, that's why Rav got upset. V'chihad, and similar, where do we see that this chilek applies? The Brisa says of a fairish. V'chihad amar of acha barada amarav. V'yamri lo amar rebi yisla barada amarav. Hashochi l'chola b'shabis asur l'bari. Somebody shechs for a chola on Shabbos, it's asur for a bari to partake of that. Right? Mishum muksa. Hamavashal, that's by shchita. Hamavashal l'chola b'shabis mutar l'bari. My taima, hai roi l'akus v'hai ena roi l'akus. You see that chilek applies. That's what Rav says. Good. Remember Tosfos we had earlier, right, that there's no muksa issues, even if there's a cholah, but what about malicha? Right, Tosfos earlier, back on Daf Yadal, it says, how could you say that, and the meat is gonna be mutter on Shabbos, cause there's not gonna be an issue of a muksa, right? Tosfos Yirmasal v'Nasvin. We had back on Yud Dalid Amid Aleph on yesterday's daf. V'em Tomar v'ha ein yachol amolcha b'Shabbos. How could you say it's mutter to eat a bo bayom? You can't do malichas. Tosfos says either avar v'molcha, you did it, or sometimes you could eat it without malicha. Shereva umsa. Why? I. What about dama nivla beivarim? That's only usher when the dam comes out. Right, that's the sugi we'll come up to later on by the Shem and Moseches Chulin, but that's what Tosfos says here. Avagadika lav bedam hanivla beivarim hanimi lehecha de pirish lachutz avakazman shalo pirish mutter. Right, and then he talks about tzli. We'll have to come back to the issues of tzli that we mentioned earlier. And again, pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos is a big sugya. The sugya in Yuma and Daf Pehe, the different makoros for that, is it based on a pasuk v'chay bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem? Is it based on the svara of chalal Shabbos achas kadei sheyishbar Shabbosos harbe? Many nafkaminas relating to both those opinions, and we're generally machmir. What do you mean machmir? Machmir to save a life. Right? What about a fetus? A fetus doesn't have a chay bohem yet, but it has chalal Shabbos achas kadei sheyishbar Shabbosos harbe. And many other examples. But again, that's a discussion. The Rav Asher Weiss and the Minchas Asher in Kisisa has a discussion of the Nafkaminas between the different sources. Okay. Kedir's the Gemara Amar Papa. Pa'amim Shashochet Mutter. Even though we just said that Shochet is going to be Muksa and Mevashel is going to be not Muksa, sometimes you have the opposite. Pa'amim Shashochet Mutter. Sometimes even Shchita can be Mutter, could go and Shailo Cholim Ibo Yom, as we just said. If there's a chola when Shabbos starts, then there's no isra muksa because you weren't maksi midaito mivashal aser, and sometimes even mivashal can be aser kigon shakatzis lo dalas add what kates? Where you cut a cucumber. Right, that's going to be usher. Why is it going to be usher? So Rashi has 2 days. The one he likes is because it was attached when Shabbos started. If it was attached when Shabbos started, so that's muksa. You're not going to cut it. Rashi quotes a second opinion that says, well, maybe it's raw. It's raw. Not that it was detached when Shabbos started, but it's raw. And that's why you're not going to eat it. But then Rashi says, what? That's less edible than a raw piece of meat. Right? That's why Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi says, you'd sooner come to eat a raw vegetable than you would a raw piece of meat. That's why he likes the other day that it is mechubar. Amar Avdimi Min Arda, Hilchasa, Hashochet, Lachola, B'Shabbos, Mutter, Labari, Ba'umsa. Right, if somebody shechs Rechol on Shabbos, a healthy person, it wasn't Muksa when Shabbos started, so once it shechted, and you had a heter to eat it, there's no Maisa heter to shecht it, so a Bari could eat it, Ba'umsa, raw, right, and that's where you have the discussion of the Malicha as well. My time, Akiva, the Efshal, Kazayis, Basar, Balo Shechita, since it's impossible to shecht without shechting the whole animal, right? You shechted it for the chole. There's no issue or worry of marbe b'shiurin, that you might do more, because it's shechita shechita. Hamavasha l'chole b'shabas also l'bari gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilo. Right, that is the discussion. Again, marbe b'shiurin is also a big topic. We discussed it in Menachos a little bit. It came up, remember this, towards the end of Menachos, we had the case of, if a chole has to eat 2 grapes, so, and you have a choice. You have 2 grapes on 2 different branches, or 2 grapes on the same branch. Is it better to do 2 different ones, or the same one? We discussed there, Marbe B'Shiurin, the important Ran, the Ran and Beitza, one of the more important Makoris in that Sugya. There's a difference between Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. Right, big discussion. Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is Chutra, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya, but that's an important discussion of a Marbe B'Shiurin. But we continue. Says the next Mishnah, here in Maseches Chulin. Hashochei, what can you use to shecht with? If you use a magal yad, which is a sharp knife, but on the other side of the magal yad are ridges, which would be asur, but you could use the good side. Magal yad, bitsur, with a sharp rock, ubika, sharpened reed, the shechita is good, shechita is kshera, which sounds like a lashon of b'dieved, as we'll see. Hakol shochtin, ula olam shochtin, ubakol shochtin. We'll talk about each of these phrases in the Gemara. Chutz mi magal katsir, v'hamagir, v'ashinayim, v'atziporin. All of these cannot be used. The magal katsir, which has ridges, megera, soa, shinayim, a tooth of an animal, hatzipor, and a fingernail, mebnei shehein, chonkim. All of these strangle, literally, the animal, chonek, right? They rip it, right? They don't slice it. And that is why all of these are not allowed to be used for shechita. All these can be used for shechita. Says the Gemara, hashoche di'evit in l'chadchilolo. The language of the Mishnah is a b'di'evit lashon. One who shechs, the shechita is kosher. Why are these bad? Bishlam of a magal yad, fine magal yad, I understand it's only b'di'evet, dilmasilam evet, b'dakisa. Because one side is no good and one side is good. It's a double-edged sword. So that's why where it goes there on the good side, because you might come to use the bad side. Elat surva kana lechadchila lo, but why can't you use a sharpened rock or reed? What's wrong with that? Why wouldn't he be able to use that? V'raminhi, bakol shochtin, bein b'tzur, bein b'schuchas, bein b'krom eshalkana. The Brisa says that you could use anything, lechadchila. So why does our Mishnah sound like Bidi Eved if the Brisa says Lachadchila? Just by the way, Rashi says here, if we're gozer for the other side of the knife, we would surely be gozer if there's a good knife, but only part of the knife is not pagum, and the other part of the knife on the same side is pagum, you for sure would be gozer in that case. Because that's even more of a chance. That's the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Right? Rashi here again says, I mentioned Rashi on Chulin quotes a lot of much more than other Masechtas, quotes a lot of Halacha L'maaseh Psak. Maybe because it was so common, Shechita. Rashi says here, V'shamina meha, desakan pagum aviyish ba kadeh lishchor min apakam balahalon, also lishchor balachadchila. Right, because it goes there, Rashi on the medium lines. Because it goes there, but on the other side, surely this side. That's what Rashi says here. The Rush says, maybe on Yontif, if you have no other knife, will be mako for Simchas Yontif, as long as you put, let's say, a garment or a cover on the pugum part of the knife. Because you can't sharpen a knife on Yontif. But technically, by Lachadchila, for sure, we wouldn't use that knife. Okay, back to the Gemara. So why does our Mishnah say B'dieved? The Braisa says, Lachadchila, lo kasha, kan betolosh, kan b'mechubar. It depends if it's still attached or not. Damar of Kahana, Ashochid b'mechubar l'karka, Rebbe Polzer, Rebbe Chia Machshir. Rebbe Machlokes, whether you could use something mechubar l'karka. Ad kan loka Machshir, Rebbe Chia ela B'dieved. Ava Lachadchila, lo. And Rebbe Chia only is machshir b'di'eved and not lechatchila. And that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is reflecting the daya of Rebbe Chia that it is b'di'eved. So, and that's, and the Braisa is reflecting the Shita that is even good, Lechadchila, and that's talking about Talish. But Mayu Kimta, Rebbe Yechia Ubidieved, so our Mishnah is talking about a case of Rebbe Yechia Mechubar Bidieved, Elohadatanya, but what about the following Braisa in the Tosefta? Bakol Shochtin Bein Metalish Bein Mechubar, Bein Shasakin Lamala Vesavar Behema Lamata, Bein Shasakin Lamata Vesavar Behema Lamala. So the Braisa says you could use Mechubar even Lechadchila. Mani lo Rebbe v'lo Rebbe Chia. So who is that Braisa like? That's a third. E Rebbe Chia di'evet in lechadchila lo. Rebbe Chia only allows mechubar b'di'evet. E Rebbe di'evet nami lo. And Rebbe never allows mechubar. So fine, we said our Mishnah is like Rebbe Chia. I'm sorry, the Braisa is like Rebbe Chia. Our Mishnah is about Talush. And Braisa, Tosefta now, it says mechubar is go lechadchila. Kasha. So the Gemara says, the Olam Rebbe Chia v'avi lechadchila. Maybe Rebbe Chia allows mechubar even lechadchila. V'haydek ha-miflegi b'di'evet. Why does the first Braisa that we quoted have him saying only b'di'evet is kosher? Lo diacha kocha de Rebbe. That's just to show the strength of Rebbe, that Rebbe said even b'di'evet it's no good. Even b'di'evet mechubar is no good. But really Rebbe Chia is machshir even lechadchila. And that's the Tosefta and the Braisa. Rebbe Chia says the same thing. So v'ela masisa diktani. But what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Ashochi di'evet in lechadchila lo, mani lo Rebbe v'lo Rebbe Chia. So what about our Mishnah? So who is our Mishnah? E Rebbe Chia afil lechadchila. According to Rebbe Chia, even lechadchila, you can use whatever you want. E Rebbe di'evet nami lo. Rebbe says, even with di'evet, it's no good. So the Gemara says, Liola Rebbe Chia afil lechadchila. Really, it's Rebbe Chia, umasisa, diktani Ashochi, Rebbe he. But our Mishnah that says, Hashochi, you're right, it's Rebbe that says only good with di'evet. One second, Kasha Drebi and Drebi. So then we're saying our Mishnah is like Rebbe, who says b'di'evet it's okay, and the Braisa is like Rebbe, who said b'di'evet is not okay. So which is it? Which is Rebbe Shita? Lo Kasha Kabe Mechubar Meikaro Kan Betolish Ulubasov Chibro. It depends if it's Mechubar from originally and it was never detached. That is not allowed to be used, even b'di'evet according to Rebbe. Mechubar Meikaro Tolish Ulubasov Chibro. So that would be able to be used in a case of Shechita. Why? Again, this is also a big topic. Talosh al-Basav Chibro. Sometimes it's called Mechubar, sometimes it's not called Mechubar. When is it, does it lose its status of Talosh? When does it not? So that's a question, in the Achronim, but that is here. But Lamaisa, one can use any sharp instrument generally, as long as there's no chshash that there is any type of a pegima. Again, one has to think about one doing shechita. We'll have to see. We spoke about already earlier in the Masechta about misasek, and the type of kavana and the koav gavra. But again, in terms of the utensil that is used, one could use anything. Remember the sugya that we discussed in Zvachim and Menaches. What about shechitas kachim? The shechitas kachim need a kli sharis. That's a machlokes. Rishonim, remember the first Tosfos in Ezeo Makoman discusses that in Zvachim and Daf Mem Zayin, because the Mishnah says there Shchitasan Batzafon V'kibol Daman B'klishares Batzafon. Doesn't mention klishares by Shchita. It just says Shchitasan Batzafon. So that is also a discussion whether, but this is all by Shchitas Chulin. Shchitas Chulin, that's the name of the Masechta, according to many Rishonim. Shchitas Chulin, and that does not need a kli sharis, obviously. It might not even need a kli. Doesn't need a kli. And that's what this Mishnah teaches us. You could use any type of sharp instrument. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, tomorrow's daf, I'm not sure yet, depending on schedule. But after that, I'll be away for a little while. So it'll be put up from the last cycle, except for the dafim in between that I didn't give, that I will give from my travels. Okay, we'll stop here.